lot of goodness by then.
Probably that's why I started collecting mine at 62. I'm not really.
Good morning, sir, and may I have your name, sir?
Jesse Simonson.
Okay, sir. Hold on one moment. Let's see who's going to conduct the hearing. It seems to me that's going to be the Honorable Miss Gail Rittenhouse. She's going to be the lead on the hearing, so just hang on and she will be with you shortly, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Simonson, can you please just restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
It's Jesse, full name Ray, last name Simonson, and ADC is 18040.
Okay, thank you. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on October. We were just talking about October. On August 1st, and you signed a form that day, you remember?
Yeah.
It's the form that said the hearing was today. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. So did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I didn't hire an attorney, no.
Okay. All right. So represent yourself. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you look all the way down to your right, so my left at the end, from the opposite end for me is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And we also have, oh, I'm sorry, my name is Gail Rittenhouse, as Dr. Wright said.
Good morning.
And I'll be the lead in your hearing today. We also have with us the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. And Mr. Turner is, we see him now on the screen. Mr. Turner is a community corrections officer, and he represents the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Simonson and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm. Mr. Simonson?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Simonson, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, what I'll do for phase one is I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to state whether it's true or false. So, here we go with phase one. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 29, 2018, as verbally directed on April 25, 2018. And you were actively avoiding supervision at that point, sir. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Simonson's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. I'm marking some paperwork here. Okay. Move on to phase two, sir, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is to determine whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. And I do note that you have a sentence end date or a release date right now of August 31st. So that's only about 2 weeks away. So it's certainly your right to have this hearing. However, even if the board voted to release you today, we voted to reinstate your community, I don't think they could get you out any faster than 2 weeks from now, because there's a lot of paperwork. So it's your choice. I mean, we can continue with the hearing, or you can just kill your number if you want to do that, and then you have no supervision.
No, I'll do that because it's better for me anyway.
You wouldn't have a parole officer at that point. So
okay.
So then I just need to do one formal thing to close this out then. So based on information in warrant 2018W1751, Mr. Simonson's request that he just kill his number on August 31st, 2018, I move that to revoke his community supervision as Mr. Simonson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit with his parole officer.
Second. Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Dr. White, agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Pena. Okay, Mr. Simonson, thank you so much for appearing today. We do show you with that, you know, 2 weeks release date. At that point, you won't have a parole officer. You'll just be out and free. And we, not that we don't like you, but we sure hope we never see you back here in Orange again, sir.
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm going back to my home state to see my family finally.
All right, so well, we wish you the best, and thank you so much. And if you put the CO3 back on the phone, we'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Your hearing's concluded.